My name's Greg Wilsey. I live just outside of Mount Bridges, and I'm running for Counselor Award 2.
All right, so give us a little background on yourself.
Grew up near Thetford. Grew up on a farm with a family business where we had to work evenings and weekends to keep everything going. My father still builds farm equipment, and since then I've moved to Mount Bridges back in 2009. Live here with my wife and daughters. Try to be involved in the community when I can. Used to do stuff with the Mount Bridges United Church and the Shriners. Again, as time permits, but haven't done much of that lately with the pandemic.
You have officially entered into the 2022 municipal election for council in Ward 2. Why?
Well, whenever I talk to the neighbors, they're always talking about the new developments and things that are going in. And that inevitably leads to talks about what our tax rate is, what services are in town, what's going to support them. Are the sewers done? Like the old town doesn't have sewers. They're still putting it into the new parts. But there's all of the new things that I can think of that it just doesn't look like Strathroy Caradoc has a plan. Like they have a plan, but it doesn't seem like the plan is balanced where they're balancing residential and commercial. And with my business background and my experience, I'm hoping that I could be able to make a change on council and bring a different viewpoint that may not be brought up in the current council.
Yeah, if I was to ask you if you had a platform for your candidacy and your campaign, what would that be?
My platform would be to have Strathroy Caradoc become more balanced, have a plan where the infrastructure and the commercial lines up with the residential development we're seeing to make sure that as we grow, we can be balanced and we don't become just a bedroom community for some of the larger towns around us.
There's been a lot of talk, and especially a lot of talk within the last 2 years, probably during the pandemic or whatnot, that it seems to be decisions are being made for the Strathroy proper part of the municipality and not the Ward 2 part, which is Mount Bridges, Melbourne, and Delaware West, and a lot of focus more on Strathroy by council than Mount Bridges. Would you agree with that? Do you have an opinion on that?
I agree with that. The one thing that I've noticed, if you just look at the map, you see where Strathroy, they're on the far west part of the municipality. They're not the center of Strathroy Caradoc. So as the people who live out in Melbourne and people who live in Mount Bridges and Campbellville, for us, the people who live there, we're just as quick to drive into London or Komoka to use the services just because the ones in Strathroy are too far away.
Obviously, the faces currently on council have been there for a few years. People are they are recognizable to people. You may not be. So how will you make yourself recognizable? How will you introduce yourself to those constituents in Ward 2?
My thought is to do that through Facebook and through meeting people. I've already got a few people who've reached out to me over Facebook where I'm going to be going to meet with them personally and just look for different events and see if there's a way that I can get myself out there. That's one of the challenges I recognize with this election, and I'm going to do my best to get out and meet with as many people as I can over the next few months so that I can get recognized.
Contact information for any constituents who want to reach out to you.
You could reach me either on Facebook at Greg Wilsey or my email address, which is gwilsey@hotmail.com. And the last name is Wilsie.